Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Times are stressful in agriculture. The impact is wearing on South Dakota's farmers, ranchers, and their families. SDSU Extension is hosting programming uniquely designed to provide healthy stress management strategies as well as support strategies when dealing with the impacts of chronic stress or working with those suffering from chronic stress. Krista Ehlert is an assistant professor in the Department of Natural Resource Management and South Dakota Range Specialist at South Dakota State University, and she's conducting workshops on resources that are available. And Krista Ehlert, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Lori.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the workshops itself. And where did is this something that you do frequently, ongoing, or is this because this season has been so particularly brutal?
Well, SDSU Extension really got involved because Michigan State ran a Farm Stress Summit back in January, and several of us from SDSU Extension attended. And it was really pretty powerful to be at that workshop summit because there were over 100 Extension personnel representing 23 states. So this is something that's obviously of great importance to not only our state, but it's being talked about and discussed and is a major concern on a national level. So SDSU Extension, we attended that Farm Stress Summit in January, and then we're just starting to roll out these two different workshops within South Dakota. And you're right, part of the reason why we're starting to roll them out is because things have been particularly stressful. I think in South Dakota, you know, one example is that this weekend it was 65 degrees in Rapid, and tomorrow we're expecting up to 15 inches of snow. So you have really these extreme weather and climate events. We often have drought, and, you know, that really affects our farmers and ranchers.
Right. People are talking about the upcoming storm, and they're so weary. And sometimes the people who are, you know, so frustrated might just have to clean off their car in the morning. I mean, there's not necessarily, you know, a huge risk to their business or to their property or to their family or to their livestock, and they're exhausted. So when there's so much more at stake, it can seem really disheartening.
Completely agree.
Yeah, that's not a question. That's just lamentation.
Yes, yes. And you know, it's disheartening when you start hearing about calf losses, right, from just our last blizzard that we have, and people are kind of in the midst of calving right now, and that's a major concern when you have, you know, not only your livelihood kind of on the line, but your animals too. I mean, these are people who care deeply about their animals and the land, and you know, kind of this idea of providing a legacy for their families. So it can have like some pretty severe consequences if things go sideways. So we're providing two different workshops. April 15th is our first one. So that's already next Monday. And then May 23rd, we're going to be doing workshops as well. And these are all across the state at our different extension centers. Details can be found online at the Extension website, which is extension.sdstate.edu. And what we're really trying to do is cover all facets of agriculture and those that are involved. So we have one workshop geared towards farmers and ranchers and their families. That workshop is pretty short and to the point because, like we said, it's calving season. There's a lot going on for everyone, but this is really valuable information to provide. And then the second workshop is focused on professionals who interact with farmers and ranchers. So those are going to be people like NRCS personnel, FSA agents, bankers, feed and mineral consultants, right? So these are people who really have a pulse on a farmer and rancher's kind of state of being. You know, they are able to sort of get a sense of, from one meeting to another, how that farmer or rancher is experiencing stress, particularly, right, like if they're meeting with their banker or their feed and mineral consultant. Those people really have an inside look onto a farmer and rancher and kind of help provide like a frontline defense, if you will, to help us get a sense of what's going on.
Are professionals who generally interact with farmers and ranchers, is this something that they sort of appreciate and are asking for? Or is this sort of a new thing where we're hoping to open people's minds to say, hey, this is an opportunity for you?
I would say that it's the latter. We're really hoping to start igniting conversations around mental health and mental stress in our agricultural communities. And, you know, that's really hard to do in the general public, right, is start discussing mental health. But then you do that with these groups of individuals who are really humble and sometimes, you know, stubbornly won't ask for help for themselves. But if you think, you know, of the analogy that they're perfectly willing to call the vet for a first-time heifer who's having trouble calving, you know, that's they're willing and able to call help for their animals from a neighbor or from a professional, but it's really time to sort of ignite conversations around providing some resources for self-reflection on their own sort of mental state and ways that we can, you know, prepare mentally for the uncertainties that will happen in agriculture.
So in order, you know, as you make that connection, I think it's a really good analogy because, you know, people need to understand or they need to at some point believe that it will make a difference to reach out, because I think some people don't say anything because, you know, well, if I open the door, then I'll have, you know, if all these, you know, emotions will come out, and then what? In those situations, you know, you can't change mm-hmm. the weather. You can't take away, you know, the things that cannot be changed. Do you think there is hope and there are skills that people can learn and sort of engage in that make a difference in that mental health and that stress management?
Most definitely. I think that there, you know, in these workshops, we're going to be going over sort of different tools that you can have in your own toolbox for how to mitigate your own stress. But, you know, on the professional workshop side, how to approach someone who is under chronic stress. And I think the general public, you know, we live in kind of a more rural state, and people are aware that agriculture has a presence in South Dakota. But when you look at the numbers, it's 20% of our jobs are based in the ag sector. And that sector and that industry provides $26 billion to our state. So this has kind of larger implications when we start talking about mental health and farm stress and how we can begin to mitigate that for farmers and ranchers. I think one of the things that's come up is, you know, I'm not sure that we're going to be getting, you know, kind of a slew of farmers and ranchers walking into therapist's office, right? Mm-hmm. But it's really about putting your own oxygen mask on before helping other people and before you start putting resources into your animals and your land, right? It's kind of important to do an internal check on where you're at and what causes you extreme stress. If it's calving, maybe you attend some calving seminars and sort of figure out ways to mitigate calf loss, or you start thinking about the genetics of your herd and getting some better cows in there, you know, that can calve easier. It's making changes over things that you have control over. Mm. And I think that ultimately makes people feel better. And it's just really important that we get support out there for farmers and ranchers and support to the individuals who support them, right? So sort of a full circle idea.
Right. So some of that skill development can be part of part of that. I know there was a counselor once who was talking about students and stress, and one of the things they spoke of is like, are you doing your homework? Are you preparing for the test to sort of mm-hmm. mitigate that test anxiety? And a lot of people were surprised that was part, you know, that they looked at that skill development stuff to sort of manage stress as part of this big picture. What are some of the warning signs, you know, for people who work with farmers and ranchers, for people who are listening, you know, right now, and it's a little mini workshop, you know, pro tips here. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you looking for?
So some of the just basic signs of stress, I mean, those are all things that most of us are familiar with. You know, it's kind of mind, body, action. You have headaches, racing heart. It's kind of getting a sense of like if someone is all of a sudden like more anxious or quick to react, they become more socially withdrawn. So, for example, if you are within the agricultural community, and you know, farmers and ranchers, they like their coffee, and they're you know, discussing with each other, right, about like market trends and what's happening. And if all of a sudden your neighbor stops showing up to that coffee date that happens every week, you know, it might be time to reach out and kind of see what's going on, and you know, finding ways to help, right? Or if a banker is meeting with a client and the last meeting was pretty stressful, and then that farmer or rancher walks in and they announce that they want to start selling off most of their equipment, those are kind of warning signs that something deeper is going on. And by providing these workshops and going over different tools and strategies and even how to approach someone in those situations, we're hoping that we can kind of, you know, prevent the worst case scenario, right? In South Dakota in 2017, 192 people died by suicide. That's 192 people too many. And it's not that all those people were farmers and ranchers, but most of them were in rural communities and they may have worked in agriculture. So it's really providing tools, resources. These are SDSU Extension resources. These are other states' resources. There are hotlines available, you know, if someone can't go in and talk to a therapist or that is overwhelming. One of the things that they can do, the Helpline Center, is 898-211, and you can text SD Farm to that number, and there are dedicated professionals there to help walk you through what you're feeling. It's, you know, I think most people don't really like talking about their feelings, right? We're really good as a society, and particularly in agriculture, talking about markets and climate trends and, you know, the weather. But when you really break it down, it's kind of just a simple ask of talking to someone and being like, hey, how are you doing? You know, how are you preparing for the storm? And checking in with people, you know, if you have a neighbor that's 2 miles up the road, you know, you both are in the same situation. Reach out and just see, you know, do a pulse check, make sure everyone's doing okay. And ultimately, that's going to strengthen our agricultural community in South Dakota.
If you feel there are, you know, some of the answers that you're getting to some of those basic questions about how you're doing, you know, are making you feel uncomfortable, you have greater concerns, you know, are there ways to sort of, you know, what language can you use to sort of get deeper than the small talk and make sure that, that there doesn't need to be some other resources deployed?
It's sort of going beyond the basic yes and no questions. You know, yeah. It's we just had this storm or we have this upcoming storm. How are you managing? What's your stress level? Have you had to sell off cows or are you losing calves? And if things start to get serious, I mean, the whole point of these workshops is to provide tools, right? We're not trying to have agricultural professionals or even farmers and ranchers themselves become therapists overnight, right? Just from attending a workshop. We want to be able to provide tools and resources to allow them to check in with themselves and each other. And if things do get serious, we are providing a list of resources like the hotline. And if a conversation does turn, I don't want to say dire, but, you know, serious, right, and someone is at risk of harming themselves, that's when you call 911. You know, it's an emergency and you stay with that person until help arrives. So
I'm wondering, you know, we talk about the sort of emergency situation and before you mentioned chronic stress, and I'm wondering what are some of the implications of just really being under chronic stress? The health implications of that must be extreme.
The health implications of that are extreme, and you really start to see people who just sort of stop taking care of themselves. They become socially withdrawn. You know, maybe they turn towards drugs and alcohol use more, and those are going to deeply affect their health, and it's going to start straining the relationships with those around you. And part of the workshops also is not just farmers and ranchers, but also their families. You know, this is,
right.
It's chronic stress. It's not just one individual that's affected. It's going to have sort of waves throughout your sort of immediate circle, and that's often going to include your kids. So we want to make sure that everyone knows that there's a bigger picture involved with all of this, and there are ways to make it better. Yeah. Agriculture is always going to be unpredictable in some sense of the word, right? But if we can help provide tools, resources, places to go, and people to talk to for help, we can sort of put the control back in the pocket of the farmer and rancher or those that support them, and really hopefully start to make a difference.
And you mentioned legacy in the beginning as well, and I think it's fairly easy or intuitive to talk about the legacy of passing down, you know, an operation, passing down land, but you also have an opportunity here to pass down some skills, some stress management skills, some mental health skills to the generations that come after you. You know, maybe it's a good time to learn more than the generation before you learned. Tell us a little bit about sort of everyday strategies for managing stress. When the situation, we talked about having, looking at the situation that you can control and maybe developing skills and making those connections. Are there other things that you can do to sort of manage and prepare for, upcoming stressful events?
I think one of the things that I know that this is hard for farmers and ranchers in particular, because they have the kind of this innate drive, right, to take care of others, to take care of animals, to take care of the land. So, you know, I think self-care gets thrown a lot around lately, but I think there's something to be said about that. You know, we're kind of in a rush society, and we move from one thing to the next. And part of one of the strategies to dealing with chronic stress or pretty heavy stress is to take time to yourself, even if that is 5 or 10 minutes alone with a cup of coffee in your tractor or your pickup, listening to the news, or just sitting in silence and practicing different breathing techniques. I mean, I know that sort of sounds relatively benign as a strategy, but it's really just getting in touch with what you're feeling in the moment and beginning to realize that there are steps you can take. There are different workshops that SDSU Extension puts on in addition to these farm stress workshops focused on financial planning, estate transitioning, calving loss, mineral information. Mm-hmm. Those are all things that you can add to your arsenal to provide you with more information, more education on things that you ultimately do have control over and can kind of start making small changes that will have a lasting impact. And it's also, I think, opening up conversations between husbands and wives and their family members. And maybe it's leaving the ranch or the farm for church on Sunday morning and then going out to lunch after, if that's available. You know, right. Stepping away for a little bit and just taking even small amounts of time, right? Like, we're not saying everyone needs to go on a 2-week vacation to Bali as much as everyone would maybe like that, right? But it's really like small changes will have large results in the long run.
And it's a learned skill like some of those other things as well. Krista Ehlert, she's an assistant professor, a state range specialist at South Dakota University, has a PhD in ecology and environmental science. And the workshops held on April 15th at the SDSU Extension Regional Centers in the West River Ag Center, Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, Pier, and Rapid. And then again on May 23rd, Lemon, Mitchell, Watertown, and Winter, they have programs for farmers under stress and for folks who work with farmers, and so much going on there. Krista, where can people just connect with all the details if they want to learn more or register?
The easiest thing is to go to extension.sdstate.edu, and you can go up into the right-hand corner and search for farm stress workshops. And if anyone has any questions on anything related to the workshops or farm stress, they can feel free to email me at Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A dot Ehlert, E as in Edward, H-L-E-R-T, at sdstate.edu.
Krista, thank you so much for all your time and your generous help. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thank you.